comparison without sigma. Hypothesis testing with two means and unknown variance. You have seen this example problem before. We have a claim: an average engineering student drinks more beer on Saturdays than an average business student. But the last time you saw this problem, you were told what the population standard deviation was. In this video, we do not know that standard deviation. The initial approach is the same as before. We can form two hypotheses, one saying that the difference between the two means is zero, and the other saying that the difference is greater than zero. We have two populations, one of engineering students and one of business students, and we poll a random sample from each population. So we get n observations E1 through EN from engineering and m observations from business. That gives us two sample means which we can use. You should remember that in the case of known sigma, we use this formula to normalize the test statistic. The basic test statistic is here, the difference between the two sample means. We subtract the hypothesized mean and divide by the hypothesized standard deviation. It is used for the very same null hypothesis as we are interested in, and we reject in the one-sided case if z is bigger than z alpha, and in the two-sided case if the absolute value is greater than z alpha half. So, question now is, what do we do when we do not know these two sigmas? And the answer is that we have to estimate sigma. We have to use the standard deviation S in some way. But it's not quite as straightforward as just replacing sigma with S. When we do replace sigma by S, like this, we get this formula, which we have labeled T. But T does not have the same probability distribution as Z. It is going to have students' T distribution rather than the standard normal distribution or Z distribution. So we have to use a different probability distribution. But the normalization in itself is almost the same. We have just replaced sigma with S. This is not entirely new, because you have used students' t-distribution for confidence intervals before. So we have a normalized test statistic, t, which we gave on the previous slide. You can just use the formula. That test statistic is t-distributed. We write t of nu, where nu is called the number of degrees of freedom. And the number of degrees of freedom is given by this formula, which is rather ugly looking, and I wouldn't recommend you to waste any time memorizing it. But you need to know the number of degrees of freedom in order to look up the probability distribution in a table or in a software tool. It is only when nx and ny are large, then nu becomes large, and when nu is large, we can use the normal distribution. At least from about 50 degrees of freedom, you can use the normal distribution, and very often you will use it even down to about 25, unless you need many significant digits, you can do that. But 10-20 degrees of freedom, you have to use students' t-distribution for sure.
It's a very common problem. We are interested in two means from two. To summarize, comparing two treatments, we can make a null hypothesis saying that the difference between the two means is zero, or more generally, that the difference is equal to some constant delta. Different populations and see how they differ. The observable statistic we can use for testing is the difference between the corresponding sample means, bar X and bar Y. When we don't know what the population standard deviations, sigma, are, we have to use the t-distribution. So this gives the formula for a t-distributed test statistic as a function of the sample means, bar X and bar Y, and the sample standard deviations, Sx and Xy, with the number of degrees of freedom. The decision we make is similar to before. In the one-sided case, we reject the null hypothesis if capital T is greater than T alpha. And in the two-sided case, we reject if the absolute value of capital T is greater than T of alpha half. Thank you.